Is it rude to sit during another country's national anthem? Jason Goodman faced this dilemma recently.
So I went to the Charlotte FC, which is Charlotte Football Club, which is obviously soccer.
Mm-hmm.
We go in and they're like, please stand for the national anthem or something like that. So we all stand for the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm trying to teach Everly, my 7-year-old. Okay, this is very, 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 very important. We want to respect the, you know, country. So stand and put your hand over your heart. Take your, and you're supposed to have your hat off.
Mm-hmm.
And we stand and it was like, okay. Canada, and it was nothing. It wasn't.
It was Canada.
Like, oh, wait a minute here. I had my hand over my heart. It was not the national anthem I recognized, and it was a Canadian national anthem. So I'm like, oh, I don't know. Do I sit back down? I didn't know if I should sit because it's not our country.
So
yeah, that was it right
Jason
there.
Jason starts booing. not on my country, not on my watch.
So I was like, well,
build the wall.
Trying to teach Everly what to do.
Love your country.
But now she's confused because she doesn't recognize the song, and I know she would recognize it. So I'm like, wait a minute, this is not the one I was assuming. So I'm like, why are they playing the Canadian national anthem? And the other team was from Canada, so that's why they were playing it. First.
They're playing the Toronto Hosers.
I sat back down, but then I sat back up because everybody was standing. So I didn't know, is it offensive? Should we be standing for another country's national anthem in our country? Like if North Korea was playing, should we be standing for North Korea's national anthem? I don't
know. Seems extreme, Jason, but all right.
Oh, you know, China. Okay. You never know.
China. Mm-hmm. Now, did you see people sit down like when the Canadian national anthem started? Like they're never mind.
I mean, I think most were standing.
Okay.
I think. But I was like, I didn't know what to do because I was just teaching Everly, put your hand over the heart.
Mm.
And then after that played, then the United States national anthem played, which was pretty cool because the girl came out and sang the first line of the national anthem and stopped. The entire place sang the rest. They had the words on the screen and the whole place. Loud sang the national anthem.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you participate?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
And but it was just ironic to hear somebody else's national anthem before the game and not really know what to do. And I mean, Canada, we're friends with Canada, but if it was like, you know, Russia or something like that, are we supposed to be still standing or I don't know what to do.
Is it rude to sit during someone else's national anthem?
Even during a fun, rowdy, exciting soccer game, Jason Goodman is like, how do I make a political statement here? what am I supposed to do?
Right. Well, part of me thinks like, even if it was North Korea, we were playing North Korea, I would be like, well, it's not the people's fault, it's the government. Should we still stand for the national anthem? Well, probably not because they're a dictatorship. I didn't know.
Then Jason looked at his bracelet, WWTD. He's like, I know what to do now. Yes. What would Trump do? All right, let's go to Alexis. Alexis, is it rude to sit during another country's national anthem?
Yes, it is. Of course it is. I mean, that everybody has to respect everybody's nationality some way or another. And if a little bit of respect can go at least with a national anthem, imagine if we really respected everybody in a whole. I come from two citizenships. I'm born and raised here in the U.S. I'm from Jersey, but my family's from South America. I respect both of the national anthems that I'm accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to many soccer games before. Mm. I've seen Brazil play. I've seen Argentina play. I've seen Canada play. And anytime when the announcers say, please rise for the national anthems, not the national anthem, but the national anthems, you should stay standing for your own plus the respect of the other team's national anthem. It's cordial. It's what we all have to be about.
The only thing that I think Jason Goodman has a problem with what you're saying, is that you really haven't ever been to a soccer game. You don't know. You don't know soccer.
He discovered soccer this weekend.
He discovered it just the other day.
Even if you don't know soccer or any kind of sport, we should respect. We're a nation of respect. We have to respect, which is what's lacking in this country lately.
Agreed.
We need to respect.
All right, Alexis, well said. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let me go to Ashley. Should you stand during another country's national anthem?
Yes, I think just like the other caller, it's just a respect thing, because if we had people from other countries visiting and it's, you know, America's not their home country, and if we saw them sitting at a football game during our national anthem, Americans would be in an absolute uproar. So I feel like they do the same thing when they're here for football games or whatever sporting event when our national anthem plays. So it's just a respect thing.
Yeah, I remember when I lived in South Africa for 2 years and I was at events where they would play the South African national anthem. And I'd kneel right away. No, I would stand. Yes. I mean, I would stand. Like, I don't know if I did hand over the heart because I don't know if they did that there. Mm-hmm. But I would stand out of respect for their country. I'm a guest mm-hmm. in your country. I'm at an event where you're showing national pride.
Right, you're mm-hmm. you're at their country. This is them playing the national anthem in our
That's
country.
A good point. Then I would
a little
sit
bit,
down
It's a
right
little
away.
Bit different. And also, well, are we doing that with the countries like a North Korea or China?
Let's go to Gabby. Is it rude to sit during someone else's national anthem?
It's very rude to sit. And to to Jason's thing about North Korea and standing, blah, blah, blah. You guys know that football, like American football, is played in Mexico as well.
Mm-hmm. In England.
And when they play the American national anthem, everybody stands, even the Mexicans, and they're playing it in Mexico because it's a sign of respect for the other country.
Plus, we brought them the game that they didn't have like this.
They better be grateful for our American football.
You know what?
We sent the Jacksonville Jaguars to your country.
For
be
years.
Grateful.
And years and years.
Thank
I've
you.
Been like, man, I hope that, you know, we're all open-minded or whatever. At this point, I wish that Jason didn't know about soccer because now he's going to tell us all about it. We don't know. We've never even heard of it. We've never played the game before.
But you haven't gone to one of these games
I have
before.
Not been to FC. No,
yeah, they're
I have
great.
Not been.
It's,
not
it
yet.
It was shockingly good.
I've only heard good things about
yes.
it. All right, let's go to, former President Trump's on the phone. What? Is it rude to sit during the national
Jason,
anthem?
Jason, you bring
somebody
this
else's,
to our show.
Somebody else's national anthem. Mm.
During somebody, I'm
good
sorry.
Good morning. Oh. Good morning, Jared and Katie. I'm hearing great things from Jason Goodman that he sat down during another country's anthem. That's exactly what I would do.
You might need a cough.
I would sit if it was the anthem for China. I would sit if it was the anthem for North Korea and Rocket Man's anthem. I would sit for that. I would sit if they played the national anthem of California. That's not my country.
That's not a country.
Don't deal with those people. Wakanda. I know people like Black Panther, but unfortunately, I'm not standing there. Hearing their anthem.
Not Wakanda. That's not a real place. That's like a Marvel universe. Okay.
I've seen the documentaries. I know it's real.
A lot of energy from Wakanda. I know that. And there's no circumstance. There's no other country's national anthem that you would stand for?
The only time I've ever considered it was when I was married to women from other countries at the weddings. They would perform the anthem, and I would stand because I was standing at the time. But once they married me, they knew that was off the table. No more.
So at these weddings to, like, Ivana?
Ivana. Yeah, well, he would like to get married to his daughter, Ivanka, I think. Maybe.
Katie.
Like,
gosh.
Ivana.
Wow.
Maybe Ivana, so. Yeah.
Melania.
It's okay, Jared. I don't know how to pronounce their names either.
Hey, hottie. Melania, yeah, different
Melania?
Country. So you would actually, they'd play the national anthem at the weddings.
They kind of tricked me. I got to give them respect. They played it while I was standing. And there wasn't a chair close by. I just stood my ground, proud to be there. I had my Make America Great Again pin on one side and my American flag pin on the other side. And nice. I just stood there proud with a scowl, as one is to do in
yeah.
that situation.
Yeah, okay.
I like the tradition, though. You know, it's different. Yeah.
Right. Now, since we have you on the phone, we're about a month away. We're actually under a month away from your third presidential election. What do you think?
Is it that close already? I haven't been keeping up. I've been so busy. I'm not concerned. My running mate, J.D. Vance, just absolutely dominated Mr. Waltz. Is it a dance that he's going against? Is he a dancer? The Waltz? I don't know these things. I have people for this. I don't concern myself with it. I concern myself with America and the economy. Sleepy Joe's been out supporting Kamala.
You really slowed that one down.
What effort? Yes.
I definitely want him to continue to support. He's been a disappointment over the last 4 years. Sometimes he doesn't even know who he's supporting. I wouldn't be surprised if he came out and supported one of the Kennedys in the coming days.
He did put on one of your hats, I think it's a joke, but yeah, that was interesting.
He looked great. That's the best he's ever looked.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in on these hot button issues of standing or sitting through the national anthem. We've learned a lot.
And that you support Jason Goodman. I mean, that's the thing I think we've all learned.
It's double support.
Yeah. I support those that support me blindly, and I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Call back anytime.
You're not for him. You're against him.
Yeah, that's right.